you know you had even lost your wallet?
Yeah, well, I left for work. So we went to O-line dinner the night before. And I got out, instead of getting in my garage, I got out and walked in the kitchen door. And getting out of the car, I must have dropped my wallet. And, you know, the next morning I was like, I don't need my wallet for the facility. So I'll just go to work and find it when I get back. And I got a call. Hey, you know, the waste management services just dropped off your wallet. And I was like, that's so random. And I drove my car out to try to find where he was, because obviously he's going to be somewhere over there by where I live. And I tracked him down, and I'm honking at him. He was like, what is this guy honking at me for? Did you drop my wallet off? He's like, yeah. I was like, you're coming to the game this Sunday.
Tell the truth. Did you actually count your money before you gave him the tickets?
No, I didn't. But actually, he was like, well, it's soaking wet, so you might want to, you know, lay everything out and dry it out. So he did a good deed, Dan. So very cool of him. Yeah, I think somebody told me that the city was going to put a restraint on the ability for him to accept a gift. Well, we're friends now. I met the guy, so I can give my friend a ticket or two. Just, you know, good things happen to good people, and that's a really good guy, and hopefully he continues to be himself.